Hi, welcome to Jesus Wins, a daily devotional by Elizabeth Talbot. This whole month of November, we will be exploring the topic, Praising His Worthiness. November 6, His Evidence. When they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord snatched Philip away, and the eunuch no longer saw him, but went on his way rejoicing. Acts 8, verse 39. No one or anything can take away the joy that we experience when we accept Jesus as our Savior. When I started my ministry as a pastor for young adults, a young woman in our group was diagnosed with Parkinson's. I saw her go through several surgeries as the disease slowly progressed over 20 years. Yet she never lost her joy and trust in the Lord. On the contrary, she became a beacon of bright light and continues to live out her powerful testimony. Luke continuously emphasizes, both in his gospel and in Acts, that true joy is powerful evidence that someone has accepted the good news of Jesus. In the first two chapters of the Gospel of Luke, we find four hymns of praise and thanksgiving. Joyful praises continue to flow throughout this gospel. When we get to the book of Acts, joy is associated with accepting salvation as well. In today's biblical story, God sent Philip to explain the good news of Jesus to an Ethiopian man who was reading Isaiah 53 while traveling in his chariot. And as soon as the man understood the gospel, he wanted to respond and asked to be baptized. As they went along the road, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, "Look, water! What prevents me from being baptized?" Acts 8, verse 36. Immediately after the Ethiopian man understood the gift of God, he wanted to accept it and give a public testimony about his decision. And he ordered the chariot to stop, and they both went down into the water, Philip as well as the eunuch, and he baptized him. When they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord snatched Philip away, and the eunuch no longer saw him, but went on his way rejoicing. Acts 8, verses 38 and 39. Joy, joy, joy. True inner joy, praise, and gratitude are the result of accepting by faith our salvation in Christ. Whatever your situation, pause a moment to joyfully praise the Lord for His gift of eternal life through Jesus. If you have not been baptized, I invite you to make that decision as soon as possible. Only in His presence can we find fullness of joy.
Today's podcast was excerpted from the book Jesus Wins, published by Pacific Press Publishing Association. If you would like to purchase your own printed copy, you can do so by calling 1-800-765-6955 or by going to AdventistBookCenter.com or Jesus101.tv. From all of us at Jesus 101, thanks for listening, and remember, Jesus wins.